100.9 WIFM. Good Saturday morning to you. I'm Joel Hooper, and it's time for Explore Elkin. And that means we'll bring in the studio Mr. Jeff Edson. Hello, Jeff. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you today, Joel?
I am great. Okay, Jeff, let's explore Elkin quite literally. What have you got on your mind?
Great. Just want to talk a little about, we had a ton of energy coming out of the community gathering at the Liberty a little over a week ago. We've been busy cataloging and sorting the over 300 ideas we gathered at that meeting. And the ideas are still coming in as the conversation we started on March 30th continues throughout the community. If you want to submit an idea, please email us at exploreelkin@gmail.com. We'll be reaching out soon to the 175-plus folks that signed up for our follow-up roundtable discussions with these ideas summarized around individual topics to come together to examine these issues and topics in more detail and come up with a shared vision that we can then implement a plan of action to achieve. Also met today with Surrey Living Magazine, and in addition to this weekly Explore Elkin radio show on WIFM, Surrey Living is going to run a monthly series for us on the Explore Elkin movement. The Food Truck Committee, Live at 5 Committee, and Marketing Committee are all meeting next week. You know, we really got the ball rolling last week at the Liberty, and we don't intend to lose our momentum.
We're talking with Jeff Edson, and we are exploring Elkin. Yes, it's Explore Elkin here on WIFM. Now, as always, Jeff, when we're moving forward and we're building things, this day and age, we want to involve a number of different entities, and that involves social media. What can you tell us about where we're moving in that direction?
Well, two things, I guess. We've started or set up a Facebook page and a web page, and they're under development. Brittany Russell with Cabo Marketing is assisting us with getting those pages up and running. And the marketing committee's meeting Wednesday, as I said, to work on layout and how to set these two things up. We also have an Explore Elkin email address. So if you want to sign up to get emails about this process, to be notified of events, what have you, please send us an email to exploreelkin@gmail.com. That's exploreelkin@gmail.com. Also, if you have any ideas that you want to submit, or things you think this effort we ought to be examining, please submit that.
Let's talk about some of the upcoming things that we will, in fact, be talking about here on Explore Elkin. I'm Joel Hooper along with Jeff Edson. Oh, what about this fiber optic effort? What can you tell us that we're going to be learning about maybe next week and the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, at the Liberty, Thursday night, a little over a week ago, Sandy Blackley arranged for Surrey Telephone to be with us, and they signed people up for interest in having fiber optics extended into residential neighborhoods. Right now, fiber optic in our community is limited pretty much to business and to commercial corridors. And we feel like if we can get it extended widely through our community, it will be a real asset in recruiting residents to our town that have a business that's based on upload speeds and download speeds and having good internet service. So they were able to sign up community leaders or neighborhood leaders in each of the 9 neighborhoods that they had identified at the meeting that Thursday night. And we are excited about that because we think that's a real advantage to us as we, you know, try to recruit additional residents to this community.
A couple of other things that we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks, Food Truck Fridays. Now, what in the world does that mean, Jeff?
Well, we're planning some initial events, and the first of those is Food Truck Fridays. And we're going to hold these on the first Friday of every month from May to September. And the initial kickoff event is on May 5th. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Foothills Farmers Market. We have 4 food trucks confirmed for the May 5th event and 2 or 3 confirmed for each of the following events that we'll fill in. But we plan on having 4 trucks at each event. And Chick-fil-A from Mount Airy may also participate in these events as an additional offering. But for the event on May 5th, we have Jeff Gibbs' truck from 222 in Elkin. We have King and Queen Haitian Cuisine out of Greensboro. Pita Delight out of Greensboro, and 13 Bones out of Mount Airy. As I said, the food trucks will be there from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. for lunch and dinner. Beer and wine will be provided by Angry Troll Brewing and Slightly Askew Winery on the event on the 5th from 5 to 7 p.m., and music will also be provided from 5 to 7. Music on the 5th is going to be by Josh Daniel, who's from Charlotte, plays guitar, and Mark Schimmick, from Asheville on mandolin. These guys played Reevestock last year and have toured across the country, and we're in for a real treat on May 5th with the music.
And we're talking with Jeff Edson. I'm Joel Hooper. It's Explore Elkin. And another thing that's going to be coming up is called Live at 5. Now, what's that all about?
Yeah, the Live at 5, and actually this thing kind of goes hand-in-hand with the Explore Elkin Summer Music Series. The Live at 5 event, the first one scheduled for Thursday, May 18th from 5 to 7:30 at the Farmers Market. It'll be held every other Thursday through September 21st. Beer and wine will be provided to these events by local breweries and wineries, and then we invite folks to walk downtown for dinner at one of our local restaurants. We're also working with these downtown restaurants and venues to provide follow-on music to follow after the event so that you can leave the Live at 5 event, go to dinner, and enjoy music at dinner as well downtown. That will go hand-in-hand with Explore Elkin Summer Music Series, and the goal of that is to provide coordinated, planned music Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays in town. And this music will be a combination of the Live at 5 events, the food truck events, and then music at existing venues. So 222 or Southern on Main or Roxy and Lulu's or Harry's Place, some of the events downtown, we will coordinate a schedule of music with them. And Sam Talo of Tom Sawyer Band and Reefstock Music Festival is working hard to line up acts for these offerings. We're currently talking to local and regional acts and expect shows from Annabelle's Curse, Owen Poteet, Blue Sky, the Tom Sawyer Band, Sinners and Saints, and Big Daddy Mojo, just to name a few. So we're in for a real treat with the quality of music that we'll be having at these events. And again, that would, the idea is to have programming every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday that coordinate and runs together so that folks visiting town and residents alike will have good options. If they have guests in town or whatever, there'll be something for them to do throughout the weekend.
And we want to get the arts involved too, correct? We want to organize some events that involve artists, is that right?
That's exactly right. We're working with Dan Butner down at the Foothills Arts Council to organize an arts series, and it's probably referred to as Arts on Main or something like that, but we're thinking about possibly Saturday mornings, and this will be an opportunity for our local artists to come set up a tent, display their creations, and sell those creations on Main Street on a monthly series.
Okay, Jeff, as we wrap things up here on Explore Elkin, once again, we want to encourage everyone to get involved. We want you to be a part of this. This is going to be an initiative that takes everyone, and we want you to be there with it and with us. So, Jeff, once again, tell us how folks can get involved and what they need to do, number one, to find out more information, and maybe number two and three, to find some avenues of how they can learn more.
Right, Joel. Well, first, thanks to WIFM for the wonderful opportunity to spread the word about the Explore Elkin movement on these Saturday morning Explore Elkin shows. But we want you to get involved, and the best way right now for you to reach out to us to establish contact would be to email us at exploreelkin@gmail.com. As soon as the Facebook page is up and going, we'll have further information about that, but you should be able to find us through Facebook at Explore Elkin. And then we'll also have a web page, Explore Elkin, or you can visit the Yadkin Valley website as well. So there'll be multiple avenues, but please take the time to reach out to us by email. We'll add you to the email list. We'll keep you informed of events, keep you kind of on a monthly basis informed of the progress and what some of the initiatives are. We're not going to inundate you with emails, but for this event, this series of events and all, we're planning to be successful, we need people to come out, and we think that's a real good way for us to keep the word out there about the events that are being planned.
All right, folks, it's Explore Elkin, and we want you to get involved. For Jeff Edson, I'm Joel Hooper. Thanks for listening to 100.9 WIFM.